depleted water tables, devastating wildfires. It's clear there's a severe drought in the western U.S. In fact, scientists call it a mega drought. But new research shows just how extreme the situation has become. The American Southwest is the driest it's been in 1,200 years. To talk about the study and the role climate change is playing, we're joined by a member of NPR's climate team, Nathan Rott. Hey, Nate.
Hey, good morning, Layla.
Good morning. So 1,200 years? I can't quite wrap my head around that amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's the driest period since the year 800 AD, which, to give you a sense, is around the same time that Charlemagne was being crowned Emperor of Rome and Mayan civilization peaked in Mesoamerica. So a little before our time, and we might actually be in the driest period in even longer. Researchers looked at tree ring data collected from thousands of sites across the Southwest. I talked to Park Williams, a bioclimatologist, a very cool title, at the University of California, Los Angeles. He led the study, which was published in the journal Nature Climate Change.
Yeah, very old trees, as well as dead wood that's on the ground, wood preserved at archaeological sites. You know, trees that Native Americans might have chopped down in the 1100s and used as beams in their homes.
And the data they got from that only gave them a clear view of moisture levels dating back to the year 800, which is why it could be longer.
Wow. There must have been other major droughts in all that time. Did they find any that came close to what's happening now?
Yeah, so the researchers found four other mega droughts, four other, you know, multi-decade periods of extreme dryness. And the closest comparison they found to today was a drought that occurred in the late 1500s. That drought lasted 23 years. Ours is now 22, you know, old enough to buy a beer. And William says what's discouraging is that it does not seem to be letting up.
At the same time that the most comparable mega drought was kind of petering out, this drought of the 2000s was ramping up and becoming more intense, or as intense as it ever has during its 22-year life so far, indicating that this drought is nowhere near done.
Which is something we're seeing with low reservoirs and snowpacks in the West right now.
So let's get into that. What does this mega drought look like right now?
So it looks like the nation's two largest reservoirs sitting about a third of their total capacity, groundwater reserves that are being sucked dry, states, cities, farmers that are cutting back on their water use. There's more to the Western water picture than, you know, the Colorado River, but it's the water source for roughly 40 million people, entire cities like Las Vegas. And the Colorado River has been on a downward trajectory for a really long time. I talked to Jack Schmidt, a watershed ecologist at Utah State University, about this recently, and he compared the Western water picture to a bank account. You know, we had water saved in reservoirs and aquifers, but for the last two decades, we've been using more than we actually get.
It's unfortunately a joint account. And everyone agrees that the total expenditure out of the checking account needs to go down. But right now, everyone's looking at the other person to say, you spend less, not me.
But aren't some states taking some steps to cut water use?
They are. You know, California, Nevada, Arizona, they've all voluntarily agreed to leave more water in Lake Mead. And there are larger discussions happening on the Colorado River watershed. But one of the key takeaways from this study is that water use is going to have to really change in the future because of climate change. The study's authors say roughly 40% of the current megadrought is attributable to human-caused climate change. And that's just going to get worse at this point.
NPR's Nathan Rott, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.